Vaccines forever. Pfizer data claims third jab strongly boosts protection against coronavirus Delta variant. By Hannah Blow on July 28, 2021. Pfizer/BioNTech data released Wednesday suggests a third dose of the vaccine strongly boosts protection against the coronavirus Delta variant. The data, which the company is expected to discuss in an earnings call on Wednesday, claims a third shot of the Pfizer vaccine can boost protection against the virus variant. COVID-19 vaccine, third dose strongly boosts neutralizing titers against Delta strain 1.2. Page 27 of the slide presentation reads. It goes on to suggest that the antibody levels against the Delta variant are greater than fivefold for those ages 18 to 55 after a third shot. And it is more than 11-fold for individuals ages 65 to 85. Estimated potential for up to 100-fold increase in Delta neutralization post-dose 3 compared to pre-dose 3, researchers found, as detailed in the presentation. This is far from the first time a third shot has been put into the conversation. In February, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said fully vaccinated individuals, those who received both doses of the Pfizer vaccine, would likely need another shot. We believe that the third dose will raise the antibody response 10 to 20-fold. Bourla told NBC's Lester Holt at the time. Every year, you need to go to get your flu vaccine, Bourla said. It's going to be the same with COVID. In a year, you will have to go and get your annual shot for COVID to be protected. In April, he floated the idea of annual coronavirus shots yet again. A likely scenario is that there will be likely a need for a third dose, somewhere between 6 and 12 months, and then from there, there will be an annual revaccination. But all of that needs to be confirmed. And again, the variants will play a key role. Bourla told CNBC's Bertha Kumpf during a CVS Health event. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has made headlines for constantly flip-flopping his positions throughout the pandemic and dismissing his critics as attacking science itself, also said Americans may need to get booster shots. The news follows the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, updating its guidance on Tuesday, instructing fully vaccinated people to wear a mask indoors in public if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission. The White House has been utterly unable to explain how the updated guidance does not undermine their vaccine messaging. If vaccines work, then why do people who have the vaccine need to now wear masks? Peter Doocy of Fox News asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday. The public health leaders in our administration have made the determination, based on data, that is a way to make sure they're protected, she said.